The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Alison Curtis is with me, presenter of Weekend Breakfast on Today FM, presenter of the Dave Moore Show today.
Today FM. So tomorrow's going to be day 8 on air or 9. I've lost track. It's fine. It's all good.
Are you electric picnicking?
No.
Are you not?
No, I'm not, but everybody else is. So I'm going to do one of those things where I just do the lame thing of watching it all happen online.
Socials. My daughter said to me, her friend was over the other day and she said, Sarah's mum and dad are going to Electro City this weekend.
That's cute.
Yeah.
And they're leaving you behind.
Yeah. So they're camping in Electro City this weekend.
Love it.
That's kind of sad, isn't it? That is probably more likely to find me in Electro City these days than Electric Picnic.
Sounds like Power City.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting a nice air fryer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Anyway, Niamh O'Reilly's with us as well, the freelance writer and journalist. So who's your winner of the week, Alison?
Tim Walls. Now,
he's
going to be my winner last week, but you were in Paris.
Well, listen.
So that was
we
bad.
All have our crosses to bear, you know.
We know him as just the really nice guy from Minnesota and Kamala Harris's running mate. So I've gone down a rabbit hole of being kind of obsessed about him and reading all the good things that he's done. Because we want good news and we want something positive. And as the slogan is going stateside, bring the joy back and all that kind of stuff. But he has done really impressive things. Reasons to be impressed by him is that while teaching and coaching in Minnesota, he set up the first gay straight alliance and for the school and has been a transgender advocate for a long time. He's got his own tater tot dish. That's reason to be impressed.
What are tater tots?
Oh my God.
They're like potatoes.
No.
Well, they are potatoes in a little baked coat.
They're like mini hash browns.
Yeah.
They're really good.
So he puts hot sauce and cheese on it. And I mean, I'm down with all that.
That's
yum. So, yeah.
Yes. Why don't we have them here?
We do. We do have them here now, but they're called mini hash brown bites.
So mini hash brown bites.
Tater tot sounds better.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. They already had a name. Why did they change the name?
Irish name. Mini hash brown bites.
They're
so good. As you're saying, yeah, but like bake them in the oven, put on like nacho cheese sauce.
Yeah, he just throws them into the tray, goes on thing. Other reasons, though, to be impressed. He's always been open about the journey, as we'll call it, he had with his wife for their daughter Hope and IVF. So he's never been kind of publicly embarrassed about that, nor should he be. Two things I'm most impressed about, and you would see the Republicans going, oh God, they can't believe they chose Tampon Tim for this, like to be a running mate. And they're saying it is a bad thing, but we all know that it's quite a good thing and a positive thing. Progressive people know that by introducing it to be mandatory in public schools to offer, you know, menstrual products to 4th to 12th classes, girls is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
And also free school lunches. So he's the fourth, as governor of Minnesota, there's 4 states actually put that into action.
There's a lot to like about him.
There is a lot to like about him. Big question though, Steve Martin has already said that he's not going to play him in SNL. Because Steve Martin is 78. He's done After Murders in the Building. He said that. So who is going to play Tim Walls on SNL?
He would have been great, wouldn't he?
Identical.
Yeah.
So Maya Rudolph is back to play Kamala.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
That's sorted.
Love it.
So we have to think who could play Tim Walls. That's the big question.
That's a toughie. Yeah.
But I'm obsessed with them, so that's my winner for the week.
When you were in Canada, was there much engagement with the elections south of the border?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Definitely, yeah. Just like Canada's been cowering and scared, although unfortunately Ontario has become and Alberta have become a bit more right wing, but they've been like crouching behind the sofa going, what's happening down south? North of the, or south of the 49th, this is scary. So the fact that it's totally turned around now. I mean, now, and I was worried about this because when Trump was elected the first time, I was in shock because I obviously was only following the news outlets and people who supported Hillary. So I went to bed going, this guy, and woke up 2 hours later going, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I'm making sure that I'm following all sorts of people to see if, you know, and the official polls of how accurate it is that she's in the lead.
I was working on the breakfast show in News Talk at the time, and I was sent down to one of these kind of Democrats abroad parties or something. And I went to the Republican, there was a Republican one. And at a certain time in the night, I was just told to go home because it's done.
Yeah,
it's done. Like Hillary's won this. And then I woke up in the morning.
Oh,
where was our reporter at the Republican Party? He's in bed.
So I'm trying to be not like silly and optimistic, but realistic this time around.
Yeah.
Niamh, who's your winner of the week?
AC/DC, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Interesting.
I'm going tomorrow to the concert. So forget your Taylor Swift.
Where are they playing?
Crook Park.
Yeah. Wow.
So I embarrassingly have not been to a gig since before my children were born.
Oh.
So it's been a long
time. Don't say they're 17 and 18.
No,
okay.
No, my eldest is 7. So okay. It's still long enough. Mm. I know we had COVID in between and stuff like that. But I can't believe it's actually happening. I'm going to see some live music, and not just any live music. I mean, they're legends.
They are.
For me, they're up there with, like, I've sort of a bucket list of people that I'd love to see, you know, and they're on it. And like, the tickets were ridiculously expensive, but I feel like it's worth it. I like, they're 50 years together as a band, over 50 years. Mm-hmm. I love all the music. They have so many great songs.
He still wears the schoolboy outfit his sister designed for
Thunderstruck.
For him.
Yeah, yeah, everyone will be rolling up their trousers and all that stuff. So I can't wait. I've got my vintage ACD t-shirt. I'm ready to rock. But I'm totally really bummed that they're not playing my favourite song. Not just my favourite.
Sorry, how do you know what song they're playing?
The set list is out.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they might change it. What's your favourite song?
So my favourite song, it's Long Way to the Top. I don't know if you know it.
It's the one with the
bagpipes.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's so good. It's not on the set list. I have no idea why.
They might switch it up.
If they're listening, and why wouldn't they be listening to this fantastic show? Please make a very tired and music deprived mammy really happy.
Guys,
and
it's her first gig in over 7 years.
It would make my life. So I'm really excited. We do have seats though, because I can't do the whole standing thing anymore.
It's fine. I sat for Bruce as well.
Yeah. Bruce goes on.
Recommend it.
Get a hook to get him off stage.
How long will ACDC go on for?
I don't know. I don't know whether they'll be as long as Bruce.
No,
as generous.
I'd say shy of two.
Yeah, and that's fine. Okay. That's fine for me. I like to be in bed at, you know, reasonable hour now that I'm old. But I'm so excited. I really am psyched. Yeah.
You're back in black alone.
And I'm going to do a lot of embarrassing mum dancing. And,
are you?
You know, oh, yeah.
You're going to get up on anyone's shoulders?
I'm not sure if my poor husband, you know, we're creaking now. His back might be at him, you know.
Yeah.
Choose somebody else.
Yeah, very tall, because I'm 5'11", so I'm tall. So it has to be a big person for me to go on their shoulders. So if there's any tall people going to ACDC who wouldn't mind, hit me up.
I've seen ACDC live. I've been to them. Oh, they're a savage, yeah.
Are you a
fan?
They
played in Punchestown about, God.
It was a while ago.
One of those things where you go, God, that must be 5 or 6 years ago.
It was 15 years ago.
Oh, no. And actually,
I'd say it was good.
It was
they
brilliant.
Put on a good show.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing. They had this, like, so they had like one of those runways out into the crowd, and then they had this circular kind of pedestal thing, and it rose way up in the sky.
Before Taylor was doing it, they were doing it.
They're the OGs.
That's what I said to my kids when they were watching the Eras tour. I said, I've seen all this before.
I've seen it in County Kildare.
And it was amazing. It was class.
You're going.
I'm so excited. But these are the only tickets I've managed to get this year. I tried for Coldplay. I did try for Taylor Swift for my son. He's a bit of a fan. But it's so hard to get tickets. Like, God be with the days you queue up and, you know, get your tickets and stuff. I sound really old now, but it's so hard. Like, there's pre-sale codes and
I know.
You need to almost have a magic handshake to, you know, get your tickets. So I'm just delighted I got them.
It'll be fine.
I'm going. Yeah.
And you'll be in bed by 10. That's lovely.
Yeah. I'm not sure the gig is even over at 10, but yeah.
Oh, God, I'll be in bed, whether it's over or not.
I'll be back in bed by 10. To get in bed by 10.
We'll park the car pointing towards home.
Have my slippers in the car. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, my PJs.
Alison, who's your sinner of the week?
It's a thing.
Oh, okay.
Things, not people. Or maybe they're people that set off these things, but bangers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's
already
August.
The year.
What is the date today? 16th?
The 16th of August, yeah.
Yeah, 16th of August.
Happy birthday, Joan Lafferty.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday. I got home from Canada on the 31st, and on the 3rd and 4th, I was like, oh, people. And also, oddly, at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So I'm like, you can't really see anything.
Yeah.
So it's just the thrill of doing it. But it's so early. And like, look, something you might not know about me, you definitely wouldn't know, Niamh, is Halloween's my favorite day of the year.
I love it.
I love Halloween so much because I'm an All Saints baby. So that means that we had 2 days of eating sugar growing up, and I loved it. And we had two parties, a Halloween party and a birthday party. So I love Halloween, but I do think it's a little bit early to be setting them off. I'm lucky my dog doesn't seem to react.
I was about to ask, how does the collie?
Okay. She's not, she reacts to everything else. I was just on the phone to a dog behavioralist before we came on air.
Oh, yeah.
To try and get some proper help. But thankfully, bangers aren't something that set her off.
They do for so many people. We're going down. This is tangential. What are the issues that you want the dog behaviorist to address?
I don't want to talk about them right now because people are getting ready for their dinners when your show is on air or having had their dinner.
Oh, right.
But she's just getting too frightened to do anything outside. So everything's being done inside.
Right. Well, you didn't want to get into it, but I think you got. I think that cat's just getting into it, Alison. I think people are having their dinners. They know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so bangers don't set her off. But, like, why are people doing it now?
I know.
It's so early in the year.
It's too early.
Like, but they're kind of expensive. Save it for the, like, really spectacular thing around Halloween.
Exactly. But sure, there's, like, Brian Thomas's have opened their Christmas shop. And
well, that's a sin.
There's pumpkins in the shops and stuff
well,
already.
Well, that's good.
Like, well, yeah, I do secretly like that. But it is early. You know, the kids aren't even back to school, you know.
So sinner of the week for me.
Yeah, bangers. Where do they get them?
I don't know. And they're loud. Like, these ones that are going on.
Used to get them in the car boot sale in Kilkenny, but I don't think that. I think that's a bit more kosher now these days. Harder to get them.
Yeah. But it's just so early in the year. And again, for me, it's kind of like during the day. It's like you want to see them, like do something kind of.
Bangers just make a noise, though. They don't really do anything.
Maybe I was thinking of fireworks. Well, my sinner is the thing that makes the sound in my area right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
There's a great thrill, though, when you're a kid of setting off those, isn't it?
Okay.
Bangers, yeah.
Maybe they should set up a theme park or like a designated area and they can all go and do there.
The antisocial, behavior theme park.
Chuck them all
just
in there.
This is what
there.
The government should have thought
everybody
of.
Can
this
brag
is free
about
policy advice.
Yeah. I let off really huge banger.
All right. So, bangers and people setting off bangers in the neighbourhood.
It's too early, guys.
I agree.
When is it okay? Start of October?
Yeah, I would say. I know, like, that's not fair for people who do have animals that suffer from it. I do feel badly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, October is Halloween month.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you the story about my son stealing a pumpkin?
No.
So it was very funny. He was only, I'd say, let me try and think. He was about three, I'd say. So, and then I went into Super Value in Kilkenny and he used to like run off into the shop and you'd be running around after him and it was just a nightmare. And one day I kind of said, you know what? I'm not running. I'm just getting something here at the counter beside the door.
Yeah,
he's just
so going to
realize and I'm not behind him and he'll come back. So there I was. And I said, he's kind of gone a long time there now, isn't he, into that shop? And I was there paying my goods and I was like, yeah, I wonder where he is or what he's getting up to.
You're one of those parents.
And then I looked to my right and through the window of the shop, out in the car park, could see my three-year-old with a massive pumpkin the size of himself waddling over to our car and he just like puts it down, opens the car door, hoofs it into the back seat, closes it, and comes back into the shop to me. And I actually had to say to the woman at the till, I'd say, you see that pumpkin outside? I'll pay for that as well.
You got to admire that though.
Did
in
he
a way,
have any sense
you?
That, was he like, I've just helped you out here or did he have any
Yeah,
sense
no, he was just like, I got, there's pumpkins. In the shop, like he couldn't believe it. There's pumpkins here, so I've there's one in the car. Isn't that amazing?
Strong then as well.
Very,
Anyway.
Determination. So, you got to admire.
It. Niamh, who's your sinner of the week?
Oh, it's back to school madness, mayhem. I'm in the middle of it, trying to get uniforms and shoes and haircuts and bags and water bottles. And it's like Christmas in those shops at the moment. Everyone is stressed. Everyone is hot. Everyone is sweaty. The children don't want to try on the uniforms. I don't want to be there either. I'm allergic to it this year. And I think the staff are really allergic to it too. We were getting our kids' uniform, which is just a tracksuit, but you had to go to a specialist place to get it, which is a right pain. And there's even signs up in this place saying, please be kind and courteous to our staff. So everyone's like on a short fuse, I think.
Oh, really?
And the staff were just couldn't.
Why do you think that is? More so this year than other years?
I think it's every year. I think I'm just noticing it more this year because my youngest is starting junior infants this year. So I've had to get like two, you know, more uniform than I would have and more stuff. So it's double the stress. But this is actually the first summer, this is going to sound bad, that I've really enjoyed with my two kids.
It doesn't though. They're obviously at an age that, you know.
Because any summer before this, I've always had like a toddler or a baby. So I'm out of the toddler phase and my oldest isn't in the preteen phase. They're 4 and 7. So we're in this lovely sweet spot.
It's a bubble.
And we've had the nicest summer. They have played together a little bit. We've done more adventurous day trips and stuff. Now, it's still been a juggle, but we've just had the loveliest time and I am dreading the alarm going off.
Routine.
And getting up and me turning into shouty mom again, saying, where's your socks? Where's your shoes? Where's this? Where's that?
You just do Kieran what he does and just let them go do what they want.
Yeah, like, just leave them.
I could. Yeah, I have tried, but then we're...
They won't be, like, academically...
but they'll be street smart.
But they'll be street smart. They got those street smarts. Yeah, exactly.
That is, yeah.
They're picking pockets and stuff, you know.
Hey, it'll stand to them.
My kids are going to the RDS as we speak at the horse show, and I'm heading over there after this, and it's going to be quids in. They're going to hand me like buckets of wallets.
Nice. Yeah. Well, there is that. But no, I'm not looking forward to getting back on this crazy treadmill of traffic and early starts and drop offs and pickups and after school activities. And, you know, it's been nice not to have a routine for the last few months and just taking days as it comes and having a bit of fun. And
you
really
wouldn't be alone with that feeling now.
Yeah, because I know there's this thing where mums are, you know, secretly going, hurrah, they're back to school. And there's a
I'm hurrah, they're back to school.
You're hurrah, okay. There is a little bit.
I like
bit,
the routine.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Routine is nice, but it is, like, it does grind you down. It's so exhausting.
Well, this is going to be the first year. So the school Joan went to is not near us. So it was always, like, we carpooled, so that was fine.
Yeah.
But this is now, off you go on the bus, little honey, and off she goes.
Big moment.
Yeah, and so we don't have to worry about the mornings anymore.
That's quite good.
No, I will for the first few weeks. I'll probably be following her behind the bus going, "Ooh, he doesn't seem like a safe driver."
Yeah, exactly. Like, who's she talking
incognito.
To?
Yeah. But that's done. And actually, this week was a brilliant week for her because I was on air all this week and my husband was working. Mm-hmm. So she had to get herself up every morning, get the dog out, walk her, feed herself, get her back, and just set up herself for the day. And like, I was nervous. I was watching my phone when I was on air and stuff, but she did all of it really well, very confidently.
Yeah.
Didn't let on that we were nervous. So now I'm like, there you go.
That's really good.
I'm practically done, guys.
Yeah.
You've got to tire
now. You've reared them.
Yeah, she seems nice. It's all good.
Yeah. So how are you emotionally though with this?
Going
Alison?
To secondary?
Yeah.
No, I do feel old now because I remember when I had her in the rotunda, I remember going, by the time Joan is 13, I will be such
whatever
an age. And one day I'll say what it is. But anyway, and that, you know, maybe that's a life stage for me professionally. Mm. What would I do? What will be happening? And I'm like, oh, it's here now. It's happening. So yeah.
We'll be financially comfortable.
Yeah.
We'll be like, you know, Joan will be going off, so we can go off on
these,
like, we'll be going on city breaks. Every once a month,
have your life,
you know, maybe
back.
Twice a month, who knows?
But that's not true. But no, it's a big stage.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, so do you have crested uniforms then? Because you
yeah, we do. Like their tracksuits, but, you know, they have crests on them.
See, we
just that's
do
a pain in the backside.
It's such a pain. And every year, you know, people say the same thing. Can we not have iron-on crests?
Yeah.
Just buy generic.
What does crested
uniform?
Mean? You have to have it sewn on.
It's sewn on
already. So like the crest of the school. But
okay.
Like,
so
what,
then you have to go to the local draper
the
or whatever that sells
supplier.
It.
Okay. I can't just go down to Dunn's and buy like a non-branded uniform. It'd be great if you could and just iron it on yourself at home. You know, it can be done. Mm-hmm. But we haven't done it yet.
Has Joan a uniform now in secondary school?
No. I've gone the completely no uniform, no God path of schooling.
You're right.
mix the genders because it's really weird when you don't.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah, they should all be mixed.
So our school, at least, it's uniforms, but they're generic at least. So you can buy them anywhere.
That's great.
And so we kind of really got ahead of things early in the summer.
Yeah.
Let's just order them, right?
Okay.
Came home. They'd been left at the front door by the postman. This is what the dog had done to them.
Oh,
by the time we got home, dog had ripped it all up.
Oh my God.
Uniforms in shreds.
Oh no.
That's what happens now when you try and get ahead of
for
yourself.
Punishing us for getting uppity. Yeah, that's what happened.
That's it.
That would be irritating.
Was irritating.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't do any of the work to do it. And I still found it irritating.
Very.
Imagine if someone else in the house found it. Anyway, Niamh and Alison are going to stay with me. We'll be back after this very quick break.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yeah, Niamh and Alison are with me. We are almost there. This is the last bit of the show. And Alison, ¿estás aprendiendo español?
Oh, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Well, I didn't respond to you in Spanish.
Yeah, okay, that was a test.
Duolingo.
Failure.
Hola.
Big F there. Big fat F.
Apparently I know 60 words now, but
none of them are. Are you learning Spanish?
Hablo español. Sí, hablo español. That's basically, no, I'm a woman, mujer. So yeah, Duolingo, really working well.
Yeah, You're a great advertisement. Yeah. I'm amazed. Yeah. I'm amazed you're not a brand ambassador, Alison.
Do you know what though? It's like $7.7 billion this app made last year.
No
Isn't
way.
That insane. So I think there's
roughly. Do you do the furry one?
Yeah, and so you're constantly getting ads to go upgrade, which I clearly probably should be doing. But I've joined it with, so Jones decided to do Spanish in secondary. I feel a little bit guilty because my husband's mother is French. I did French. He was saying she should probably do that, but I have PTSD from doing that in, I was selfish. I was like, we learned
But are you
it.
Good at French?
No, like we started when we were four in Canada. It was mandatory all the way through.
Yeah.
So if someone's speaking to me, I'm okay. But to respond, it would be a bit like what just happened a minute ago. So I wanted to learn selfishly. I started learning Spanish. Before I moved here, I wanted to learn it again and I dropped it. So Joan went into that and her friends went into it. So we all joined Duolingo. My twin sister's on it and our cousin's on it, but we're in a little leaderboard now. So we can kind of send each other little keep going and stuff like that. So, and Joan's really addicted to it, which is great because she's kind of given up other things. So she's on a 31-day streak and she's loving it. So, yeah.
What day streak are you doing?
I'm on 22 or something, 23.
Okay,
yeah. So I'm in the, greeting stage. So I've learned greetings and some foods, like manzana, apples. Like, that's kind of it. And so I just need to focus.
Just go on holidays to Mexico and just eat apples. My God, I'm so sick of these apples. But I can't order anything else.
It's good. But, so for English, Spanish and French are the top languages globally that people are learning. But Spanish and Korean is up there as well, which is interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. I do like it. Now, but it's aggressive as an app now, just to warn.
It is. It keeps...
Like, it's always nudging.
Saying, come back.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm on air. I can't.
Yeah.
And it does like a sad face sometimes when you don't come back. And it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do
and you get emails.
Or did you just look that up?
No, I just... I during the ad break, I used Google Translate to find out. I don't speak a word of Spanish.
But I like it as a language and I will stick to it. But Duo just needs to chill a bit. It is a bit aggressive.
Yeah, it's a bit much, isn't it? Yeah.
Was there many Spanish speakers? When I lived in Vancouver, we just worked with Mexicans. Like, that's it was the most common language that we would hear on a daily basis. Or in Ottawa, was there many?
I was in Toronto the last few years and it was Cantonese and Mandarin.
Sorry, same in Vancouver.
Yeah.
But they just didn't work on the building site with us.
No. So, I mean, Canada is a melting pot, you know? Yeah. So it's got lots of languages and things. But French was the one that we were meant to do from the day one of school, like babyish all the way through. So, but we
how different is Canadian French from French
quite
French?
Different.
Is it really?
Québécois is quite different. Yeah. French would be thinking it's quite like,
is it just the pronunciation
or words as well? Okay. Yeah. And I know that my mother-in-law is like, ugh, about like Québécois.
Oh, really?
But yeah. Mm, whereas,
it's kind of primitive.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Different. Kind of rough.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an international flavour as well to what you want to talk about, Niamh.
There is. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock not to know this woman. Now, you mightn't know her by her breakdancing name, Ray Gunn, but her name is Rachel Gunn and she's an Australian and she competed in the Olympics in breakdancing. And she has pretty much broken the internet, let's just say, with her performance, which got heavily criticised, it's fair to say. The other people in the category were... I mean, amazing. They were doing like backflips. It was like gymnastics. It was unreal. Hers was maybe a little less energetic than that. She was doing like sort of a kangaroo move and kind of lying on the floor, kind of with her hand on her chin and kind of unusual. So she has become like this meme. There's memes all over the place about this poor woman. And people have sort of leveled criticism at her, saying she didn't really take it seriously. She's sort of doing a bit of a piss take. But she stayed silent until last night. She sort of addressed the controversy. And she's adamant that she worked very hard for this. And it wasn't, she wasn't taking the mick. She actually did put in a lot of work beforehand. And she's really... kind of devastated by how much stick she's been getting.
That would be kind of awful.
It's
a global stage.
Yeah, like
Jimmy
literally
Fallon was
everybody in the world.
Everybody,
is
slagging
her.
Oh my God.
They made a windscreen wiper.
I saw that today.
Where it's like
her legs are the windscreen wiper.
But you're jumping onto Amazon now to buy it, aren't
that's
you?
True
yeah,
that.
But I think if she plays this right, she can probably make a fortune out of this. Do you know what I mean?
She needs good advisors.
She needs to lean into it, I think,
and
make a load of money. But people have come out to support her now. Adele said she was brilliant. And Fatboy Slim, and I don't know if you remember his video from, it's probably ages ago, Praise You.
Oh yeah, with the guys dancing around.
Similar level of moves in that. And he's like, sure, she's just as good as them. You know what I mean? And they kind of became cool. So people are coming out to support her now, but she's got an awful lot of stick for it. Like, I do feel sorry for her, but I have to admit, I did giggle at a few of these memes. I mean, they're I just wonder, like, was she really playing it straight, or was she having fun with it?
She danced. They showed her at the closing ceremony. They showed her. They showed her dancing.
Doing the kangaroo again.
No, she actually did a little. The camera panned around, and the French or the Australian team kind of parted ways, and she did this dance, and she was way better.
Yeah,
she looked way better.
Maybe she got stage fright. I don't know, but like, I think everyone is familiar with the memes at this point.
Am I just mean in saying that, like, should it be an Olympic sport?
Well, it's not going to be in LA.
They're getting rid of it for LA.
I think it was a once-off. I mean, but some of the people were brilliant. Like, the stuff they were doing was, it was like...
I know, and people would turn to me and say, well, you do it then. I'll be like, I can't.
I couldn't. Although my two kids have busted similar moves to Ray Gunn, you know, in the front room, sort of like on the floor and, you know, stuff like that. So, I kind of feel for her. Yeah. I think she's had a lot of stick, but... Yeah.
Yeah, you're right though. She's going to make
money. Make a fortune.
She'll be on Jimmy Kimmel and all of that.
So,
there's already a bidding war.
Yeah.
It was bad for a while.
She'll be doing the kangaroo dance
on
stage
at
like corporate gigs.
Yeah.
Grant Thornton.
Exactly. Yeah, Netflix documentary or something. Yeah. So
did you enjoy the Olympics?
Yes.
Loved it.
Yeah.
You're saying when you joined me on my own program, there's a big hole now in the schedule.
There
it's
really
like,
is.
What do we do in the evenings now?
I know.
I really miss it. It was brilliant. They did a great job.
And so many good news stories came from it as well. Like
so many.
I mean, Snoop Dogg alone.
Yeah. But it was just lovely as well from an Irish point of view that we're not having this big national conversation afterwards about is it worth all the money we spend on Elite Sport and every 4 years, like, oh, this again. It's just
unreal.
So lovely to for it to be a positive experience.
At one point, we were 12th on the medal table.
I know. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Like, so good. Yeah.
Where did Canada finish in the medal table?
I have no idea.
Yeah, probably higher.
Good swimmers this year for Canada. Summer.
I don't cheer them on. Isn't that terrible? Oh. The only thing I saw was that beach ball incident where Brazil and Canada got really angry at each other.
Oh, yeah, the row. Yes.
They put on Imagine by John Lennon, and they're all like,
we
lost
laughing,
one of ourselves. We're Canadian. We don't really get that mad.
Anyway, listen, enjoy AC/DC. When is
it
on?
Tomorrow. I can't
what
wait.
Was the song you said that you want on the playlist?
Long Way to the Top.
Long Way to the Top.
Let's
get
a bit
of Long Way to the Top. This is an antidote to all of those going to Electric Picnic.
Yeah.
Real music in Croke Park.
Absolutely.
Alison Curtis, Niamh O'Reilly, thanks a million, folks. I'll be back on Monday from 4.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.